Richardson Stadium, was previously used as the Penitentiary Farm, also known as the Kingston Penitentiary Reserve, and the site of several stone quarries. The farm was in operation for approximately a century between 1862 and 1963. In the first approximately 25 years of the penitentiary, all quarrying and farming was kept inside the institutional compound, as most of the convicts' labor was directed towards the completion of the prison itself. In 1860, plans were laid to begin farming on the penitentiary reserve. Before any work was done on the land, a stable and a cottage were constructed in 1861. In short order, a small frame barn and a wooden piggery were built. The heavy clay soil of this area was found to be poorly suited to agriculture. Thus, in 1864, a concerted effort was made to improve the quality of farming through the addition of huge quantities of soil and fertilizers. The farm served a variety of purposes for the Kingston Penitentiary. Inmates were employed at hard manual labor, thought to help in their reformation, as well as learning a useful trade for civilian life. In addition to this, the produce raised on the farm was used to supplement the diet of the inmates, provided feed for the farm animals, and any excess was sold to consumers. The farm workers were also charged with maintaining the prison grounds, including roads and the dock. The institution hired farm instructors to help run the farm and instruct the prison laborers. The penitentiary farm was considered good for both the prisoners and the prison. This was emphasized after the first prison riot in 1932, as outside work was considered beneficial to the prisoners to help them release their emotions in a positive manner. Despite this, it was difficult to employ too many inmates in the quarries or on the farm because of the increased security risk and the need to employ guards. To be eligible to work outside, prisoners were required to have short sentences or have already completed half their sentence. It was also difficult to accommodate the inmates' short working hours and maintain a productive farm.